guest today is Jeff McWhorter. Jeff, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. You were on my show a long, long time ago.
It's been a while.
And you haven't been back in years.
So right.
I'm happy to have you back.
Happy to be back.
So much has changed since then.
It sure has. Yep.
In fact, when I knew you, you were really a technologist.
Right.
And you were telling me that's not true anymore.
Oh, I'm still a technologist. I'm not a programmer anymore.
You're not a programmer anymore.
No.
Okay.
Nope. Interesting turn over the past 6 years. I've been building a business.
Yep.
And part of that building that
Gravity.
Business. Gravity Works. Design and development. We do web and mobile apps. And part of developing that business is developing people and having them step into other roles as you're moving up.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are programmers.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we're mixed down the house between designers, front-end developers, back-end developers, and now we're really trying to fill roles in the admin space, so project managers. And
now, what's your role? I know you own the company, but what is
sure.
your day-to-day role?
My day-to-day role is helping coordinate stand-ups, making sure that the project managers are communicating with their teams effectively, making sure there's no roadblocks in anybody's way. I do billing. Mm-hmm. I do payroll. I help clean the office sometimes, right? I take out the garbage.
I bet you're good at it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A lot of those
garbage
types of roles.
Garbage collection is important.
Absolutely, yeah. It is. I mean, it's client perceptions. You don't want to have a dirty office. We moved into some new space.
Usually, I let the framework handle my garbage collection.
That's a very good one, Dave. Yeah, it's just we moved into some new space in October, so we expanded.
I didn't know that. Are you still in Old Town Lansing?
Yep, we're still in Old Town,
okay.
But we now have the third section of that building that we were in. So old, beautiful building, bricks
yeah.
and
I was
and
there when you
ceiling.
First opened up. You had a little
open house.
Reception open house.
Yeah, it was great. And we moved over there, and we really wanted to showcase a lot of our design work. So there's lots of the print work that we've done in the past. Our creative director just loves printing that stuff out and getting it up on the walls. So as part of that, you know, it's establishing that company brand, we want to make sure that we're going after a different type of client that we did 6 years ago. We're looking at bigger business, focusing on good clients.
Mm. So this all the stuff you're doing, is it fun?
It's challenging. I think work is always work. I never thought I would not ever be programming, and that's my day-to-day struggle.
How does that go? How did that transition go? Was it like, okay, I've owned the company now, I'm going to stop coding and become the manager. Or was it more gradual?
It was definitely more gradual. We have an operations team, a team of leadership that help manage the projects and help steer the direction of the company. And they didn't quite come out and say it. When I tell the story, I always say, my employees have said that I'm not allowed to program anymore. That's not exactly how it worked. It was, I noticed that the projects that I was working on, there was no way to keep to the deadline because I'd get pulled off into other emergencies.
Yeah.
My code was shoddy. It wasn't up to the company standards, and employees were sometimes scared to point that out to me.
Sure.
But the senior guys definitely did, and they would say, you know, here, let me take this. And when I started saying, here, let me take this, here, let me take this, I really knew it was time. So I let go.
You let go.
I did let go.
You know that. Was it hard? I would think it'd be hard.
Yeah, I drive home some days and I think, you know, I didn't write any code, but I'm a hobbyist now, right? I get to write what I want. I have this cool Apple Watch app that I'm working on that deals with heartbeat stuff that's not marketable, but it's fun. And definitely, I get to pick and choose the projects that I'm working on. And there still is the triage that I do. A lot of times, our developers are working hard on projects. They have deadlines. So I hop in and I fix things to the best of my ability.
All right. I was, I went to business school, actually. I have an MBA.
Oh, nice.
And you didn't know that about me, did you?
I did not.
And there's a classic case study business that every management class teaches. And it's about the entrepreneur who succeeds because he does everything. He empties the garbage cans, he writes the code, or makes the widgets, whatever it is. And that's what makes him successful. He's so successful that his company grows. And it grows so big that all of a sudden he can't do everything.
Right.
And, and his company suffers. And the answer, of course, is he needs to step back.
Right. Hire those good people.
Hire a good people and think about what is he good at. What is it that makes him successful?
Right.
And maybe it's been becoming a manager. Maybe it's him stepping totally away and starting another company. You know, selling it to somebody who can manage a big company.
Right.
But those are hard decisions.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned what do you do, the best thing that you do, and that's hiring for me. I think I always said I was a good programmer, but I was really good at hiring people. So the team that we have is just amazing. I couldn't have done it without them. We wouldn't be where we
are. That scales a lot better.
Yes.
Being able to identify and inspire talent.
Right.
There's no way you can be as productive yourself, no matter how awesome you are, as a dozen or 20 excellent developers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And a side effect about not programming, though, is coming to conferences like that conference. Mm-hmm. I had a talk accepted here, but it was, that's it, I've had enough, I'm starting my own business. So
that
it's
was the title of it.
That is the title of it, yep. So it's more on the soft skills side of things for technical conferences like this, because you can't get up here and give a technical talk if you're not in it every day. That, you know, wouldn't be fair. People would know right away. So I dabble with a lot of the technologies. I get my foot wet in them so I can help make technical decisions and architecture decisions. But it's sad coming to these events and not
be able to get down in the weeds with
Yeah, exactly.
How'd the talk go?
Talk went great. Yeah, I had some really great feedback, some great questions, and the best part of it was my dad and my daughter were in on the talk.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I get all misty-eyed and everything with that, because there's some stories about my daughter and my dad and everything. In my talk about being supportive of it, but it was really neat. And my daughter's 3.5. She fell asleep. So I had to make the joke, is anybody else falling asleep here? Is there just my daughter, right? Yeah. So, but talk was good. Really happy to be here. Happy to reconnect with some friends and just kind of figure out the next point in my life with what I'm going to be doing.
What is it? Give me a hint.
Oh boy, just working on the company, working on stability, and making sure that I can spend a lot of time with my family. That's what's important.
How's business?
Business is good. Business is really good.
It's really gratifying to hear that, not only for you personally, but also for just Michigan in general.
Absolutely,
Michigan's gone through some hard times, and just the fact that you're doing well is a good indicator for the entire state, I think.
Sure, yeah, and
you're a small business. The economy is built on small businessmen like yourself. Yeah.
You asked what's next. One of the big pushes that we're starting at Gravity Works is trying to figure out how to market to a lot of companies that we have the talent in Michigan to do your projects. Quit going to other states to do this. We have top-notch, you know, you don't have to go with us for a website, but you know what? There's other people in Lansing or in Michigan that can do it. Do not go out of state.
I agree. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Even though I went out of state. is there anything we haven't talked about we should?
I don't think so.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much.
Good talking to Dave.
Thanks.
We built Gravity Works around technology and friends.